Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Kirsty Farija from Feels Like Home Professional Organisers.
And I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organise. We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organised.
If you'd like to engage with the podcast further, you can find us at The Art of Decluttering on Facebook.
Let's get started.
Joined us for episode 27 of the Art of Decluttering. Today is Christmas Day, so we would like to say thank you for joining us, and we are going to do a quick recap of some of the things that have made 2007 wonderful for both of us.
Yeah, 2017 has been a year of adventures for us.
2007.
You did, but you know, like it's Christmas, so it's okay. There's grace. I feel a little bit like maybe we're creating a tradition like the Queen, and every year people are going to like sit with their families in front of their phones just waiting for the 2017 or 2018 Christmas address from the Art of Decluttering Queens.
You're not humble much, are you?
I think everyone around us, in fact, probably the whole world, is just waiting, holding their breath, waiting to see what we'd say. But we just want to say Merry Christmas. So, Kirsty, Merry Christmas to you and to your family.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you and Cal and Jesse and Elijah and your extended family as well.
I've actually just gotten home from my extended family Christmas do, so we do that just before Christmas, and it was crazy. There was singing and dancing and fire twirling and concerts, and the kids created a house of horrors that we all had to pay to walk through and be screamed at by young children. It was the whole shebang.
Was it Marika doing the fire twirling?
No, it was Beck. She's amazing at it, and I even had a go. And I was pretty excited. I did whack myself in the stomach with a big ball of fire, which really hurt. But aside from that, I'm all good.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. So, Kirsty, what has been something that you have taken away from 2017 as a lesson or something that's really stuck out to you?
What a great question, Amy. So this year, my year for the word, my one word was fearless. And I think that I have done very good at being fearless this year and saying yes to the many opportunities that have come my way, and yes to creating opportunities and creating some new things and offering new things to the world, like this podcast with you,
like
Amy.
Like this podcast. I can't believe we haven't even been going for a year.
I know, right? It's only been 6 months, not even.
That's awesome.
Cray-cray.
Yep. And I think as a bystander and someone who has a lot to do with you, Kirst, I love that you've really embodied fearless. So you've never made decisions out of fear. And it doesn't mean that you've said yes to every single thing. You've still shown wisdom and managed your time well. But I love that you've never operated out of fear. And I think that's a really cool thing. So kudos to you.
Thank you, lovely. How about you? As you reflect on 2017, what are you grateful for, or what's the biggest lesson that you've learned?
I think one of the lessons that has really stuck out to me is to be confident to ask for what you want. And that looks like a whole lot of different things. But for me this year, that has been confidence to say yes to you asking me if I'd like to do a podcast together. Excuse my phone beeping in the background, guys. This is real life. So it's just been saying yes to things, but also asking myself, what is it that I want this year, and not being afraid to go out and ask for it. So there was an online, or I can just say it was house.com, I really wanted to blog for this year. And so I went out of my way just to speak to them, make the connections. And it's been really fun being able to take some of those opportunities and see them flourish when you're confident enough to say, do you know what, I'd really like this. And obviously not everything comes off, but those things that have has been really encouraging.
Yes, wonderful watching your life unfold as well.
It has been fun. And so we just really, today's a really quick episode. We know that it's Christmas, and if you're listening to this in the months to come, we just wanted to say thank you for an amazing 2017. As much as Kirsten and I just love talking to each other, and we would probably still do this if none of you listened, it's way more fun that a heap of you listen in and communicate with us and are part of our community. So thank you so much. We love you. And we're just really looking forward to what 2018 will bring.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everybody who's messaged us on the Facebook group, but also privately messaged us with your support and your encouragement. And your feedback and critique and criticism and love and kindness. We have loved it all and appreciated most of it.
We have. There's always something to be learnt. Yes. You know, you guys have been really honest with us when there's been moments where our sound quality has been under par. So, you know, some people just let us know so we know that we can improve that for you guys. And that's just all part of the learning journey.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yes, we certainly are not pros at this. We're pros at organizing. We're not pros at podcasting yet. And we have been on a steep learning curve this year. So thank you for your grace and your understanding through that. And yeah, we just really are blown away by this community and blown away by the opportunity we had to run a course earlier this year. And that was just phenomenal. The people who participated were just some of the best human beings I've ever met.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely been a highlight of the year for us, hasn't it?
Yeah, and I loved journeying with them over the 6 weeks, and we're so excited about offering the course again next year, hopefully, several times, hopefully. Yeah. So keep your ears out for that, because it was an amazing journey, and the people that rode it with us will be championing you on if you choose to do it this year as next year as well. So look out for that, and look out. We've got some very exciting things happening in 2008 already lined
2008?
Up.
2008? You're like a whole decade behind.
I am. 2018, 2017. Let me go back. Maybe I'm just so tired.
Back to the future.
That I'm like wishing for my pre-child life.
Oh, to have a Christmas. No, no.
No, we were literally, no, we were just driving past and saw like houses with loads of Christmas lights on. And we used to do that before we had children.
Oh, did you? Now you're like, you know, if you manage to put a tree up, it's like, yes, we did it this year.
Yep. So maybe that's it. Awesome. And maybe I'm just really tired and it's like Christmas Eve, and we both really need to go to sleep.
But you know what, guys? We tried recording this episode, do you think, 4 times this week, Kirst?
Yep.
Everything technology-wise was against us. We had ones where the microphones didn't work, ones where the internet didn't work, ones where the apps we were trying to use didn't work, and we've never had that trouble ever. And it was ridiculous to the point where we almost canned it, and then we've just thought, you know what, we're going to come on 10 minutes and just send you our love, and hopefully, fingers crossed, this one works.
And if it doesn't, we've tried. So we are, as I was saying, we are super excited about 2018, and we can't wait to continue journeying with you, seeing the transformation that's occurred in your home, and hopefully working with a heap more of you over the coming year. So that's one of our favorite parts of our jobs and this podcast, is the opportunity to connect with you, not only on Facebook but in real life, being able to have the honor of working with you in your home. So hopefully we get to meet more of you next year, and keep your eyes and ears peeled for some new things coming your way from the Art of Decluttering, and look out for us everywhere. At the moment, we're everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. So, you know, like, even just quickly, Kirst, I think one of the biggest highlights for us was going on Sunrise Channel 7, the morning sunrise program. Like, that was just like such a thrill, and only possible because so many of you are raving fans and so engaged. So thank you for the opportunities you've provided us. We've got some podcast awards coming up in 2018, and we've just booked a studio to do some recording in 2018, so see what that's like, and just so much. So, Kirst, I absolutely love you. I love you like a sister. I appreciate your encouragement and your truthfulness and your honesty and your grace that you show me. So thank you for being just the most awesome podcast host in the world. I love you lots.
Oh, you're making me cry.
It's just because it's 2008 and it's really late at night.
Oh, Amy, thank you for always making me laugh every single week. Thank you that you also make our listeners laugh every single week. Thank you for your constant enthusiasm and your constant motivation to be the best that you can be. And thank you for always encouraging me to be the best version of myself. And thank you for being a great example of being a beautiful wife and a beautiful mother to your children. So thank you. I also love you like a sister, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you in person in a couple of weeks.
Yay!
Along with my real sisters.
I just can't wait to play board games together.
Yeah, let's. And I, you know what I was thinking of? Yeah. Like getting you guys over to come for a swim at
Mom
and
Dad. Oh my gosh. Yes, we've got a blow up pool set up at the moment, so my kids think like that's the best thing ever. But like a real pool, they'd just go lose their nanas.
Yeah, no, it's a real pool where I can't even stand in. Like, oh. So you won't be able to stand in it. Cal can't even stand in one end of it either. So I'm looking forward to being able to dream with you about 2018, and I'm looking forward to hanging out with you.
It shall be so much fun. So listeners and community, we love you. Have an amazing Christmas. We hope that if you're listening to us today, we've brought a little bit of joy into your day, and know that you're loved, and we look forward to connecting with you on New Year's Day. How's that? Christmas Day and New Year's Day, you get us. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, lucky, lucky people. Lucky, lucky us that we get to hang out with such beautiful, beautiful listeners. So from me, have a beautiful Christmas, like Amy said, and we wish you all the best for this coming week. We hope that you can find love for yourself and love for others around you. You are definitely loved by us, and we can't wait to chat to you next week.
Yay, have a great day. We'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.